Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for Thursday, June 5th, 2008. As Palestinians mark the 41st anniversary of Israel's occupation of the West Bank and Gaza Strip, Israeli military attacks leave a child and a man killed. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On June 5, 1967, Israel occupied the Gaza Strip, the city of Jerusalem, and the rest of the West Bank. For 41 years, Palestinians have marked this day with protests against the ongoing Israeli occupation of their lands. Meanwhile, a 4-year-old girl has been killed and her mother wounded in an Israeli airstrike on the Gaza Strip. Another woman was also wounded in the attack, which Israeli authorities reported had targeted Palestinian armed groups. The girl and her mother were outside their house near Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip when a drone aircraft targeted them, shooting a missile, eyewitnesses reported. Medical sources identified the girl as Aya Al-Manjar and revealed that her mother was also critically wounded. On Thursday at midday, one Israeli man was killed and 5 others wounded after a homemade shell landed in the Israeli town of Neir Oz in the Negev region of southern Israel, close to the Gaza Strip. Al-Qassam Brigades, the arm wing of the ruling Hamas party in Gaza, claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it came as a response to the Israeli army attacks against Gaza. Also on Thursday morning, several armored Israeli military vehicles invaded the southern part of Khan Yunis city. Tanks destroyed 3 Palestinian homes and large areas of agricultural land owned by local farmers. In the West Bank, the Israeli army opened fire at a group of Palestinian gunmen, killing 1 and injuring 2 in Hebron Old City on Thursday. Security sources told IMEMC that clashes took place between armed men from 2 rival Palestinian families, the Arojbi and Al-Ajloni families, on Thursday in the Old City adjacent to an illegal Israeli settlement. The sources added that Israeli troops from a nearby military watchtower opened fire at a group of armed men from a Rojbi family, killing 1 and injuring 2. On Wednesday, a 13-year-old Palestinian child was killed when similar clashes took place between the rival Al-Rojbi and Al-Ajloni families in Hebron. Also near Hebron, 5 Palestinian civilians were injured by Israeli army fire during an invasion which targeted the village of Beit Umar and Dura on Thursday at midday. Troops also kidnapped 2 civilians. The Israeli army conducted a number of invasions targeting several towns and cities across the West Bank, kidnapping 16 Palestinian civilians before dawn on Thursday. Thank you for joining us from occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura and Iyad Abdullah.